Abridgment, written by Philomatha, read by Via Ostiense. There are things left out of the data you gave me, Cordelia said. Some of the raw data mentioned is included, but you have to have it. This isn't good enough. Errol asked you to give me whatever I wanted, and I want everything. Ilion had that stubborn, imp-sec look on his face that told her she was going to have to fight him for it. Fortunately, it wouldn't be a fair fight. My lady, this is highly sensitive material. It's as much information as anyone has about my son, Cordelia countered. My son, the one you never found, never even knew about until Miles fell across him. Have you read all the reports? His expression twitched slightly. It was hard to read Ilion, but Cordelia was good at it, and she could see that both her theories about this were correct. Ilion was denying her parts of the information about Mark, and it was because he wanted to spare her something. She leaned forward a little. Judo was when you used your opponent's strengths against him, wasn't it? Remember when you first saw me, she said, making it more command than question. With his chip, he could. She saw his face change again, turning inward, looking suddenly younger, and she knew that he was visualizing Guess Verutier's cabin in his mind's eye. Yes, I've seen ugliness, Simon. You know that. Whatever it is in these reports that you'd rather I didn't see, it's not as bad as what I can imagine from my own experience. So give me the rest of it. Let me know what my son has suffered. Ilion sighed, and she knew she had him. It is ugly, he said. Then, obviously testing her, he said bluntly, Galen raped him with a shock stick. There's fast penta data from an eyewitness in the missing report and corresponding medical evidence. She'd known it would have to be something like that, but she still winced and swallowed. I see. Thank you, Simon. Now give me the report. There was a pause. Then Ilion said, It will be transferred to your secured comm console within the hour, my lady. And it would take all her courage to get through it, Cordelia knew. What she'd already read and watched had been bad enough. But she'd suffered plenty for Miles over the years. It was time for her to weep for Mark.